broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this foggy, foggy, foggy Wednesday morning. Wednesday, November the 2nd, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour. 37 degrees, and guess what the forecast says? Fog. No doubt about it. But I got to tell you this, and this won't be the way next week with the time change coming in. But I was out this morning, and it was completely pitch black when pitch dark. Do you say pitch black or pitch dark? It was pitch dark when I was out getting my diet soda this morning, and it was foggy. And you know when it's foggy and completely dark outside, you really only see it in your headlights. And just as I was coming back from McDonald's, which is truck day, by the way, and I've got something to say about McDonald's here in a second, which is truck day, and I'm coming back from McDonald's, and the sun is just starting to peek out at that point. So you've got this fog in the headlights, this fog kind of over the horizon line? Is that what they call that? And a little bit of sun peeking through the darkness. And it really was kind of a beautiful picture. But I think I am thrown off of where we are in the year, because I'm driving to McDonald's this morning, and I'm thinking, you know, it's dark in the morning. It was a little chilly this morning. I mean, it's 37 degrees right now. And I'm thinking, man, it shouldn't be like this in the morning. And then I realize it's November 2nd. We only have 2 months left in this year. We have 22 days left until Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving comes early. I'm reminding people of this because I don't want them to be thrown off. I'm not going to do this every day, but, you know, it's just a thing. And then Christmas coming up on the 25th. Like I have to tell people when Christmas Day is. Come on every morning and say, well, Christmas Day is December 25th this year. Everybody prepare themselves. So it was an interesting morning. But I've got to complain about McDonald's again, and I hate to do this because they've been doing really good things lately as far as service goes, but I have to repeat this for the second morning because it's happened for the second morning in a row. At the beginning of the month, if you are a regular McDonald's goer at this point, you know that at the beginning of the month, when they give you your receipt, there's this big long code on your receipt, really longer than it needs to be. What is it, 5, 10, 15, 25, 26 numbers long. And five times a month, you can go take a very short survey online. It's very short. It takes like 3 minutes. And you get a code, and you put it on your receipt, and then you can get free stuff at McDonald's. Five times a month. You can only do it five times a month. So yesterday was the first day of the month, so I thought, well, here we go. I got my diet drink. I got a receipt. I'm going to go type this in. Well, the ink in the receipt paper, or the ink in the receipt paper machine, I guess, had not been changed, so I could not make out the code. And I tried several different ways. But I thought, you know what? I mentioned it yesterday. They've got to change the ink. It's horrible. Let's see what happens. Well, went there again this morning, got another receipt, and this receipt is completely illegible as well, so I don't think they've changed the receipt paper. And I don't know why they're not changing the receipt paper, because they have this code thing going on. I mean, you cannot even read on here. Now, you can kind of make out where it says Diet Coke, and you can kind of make out where it says it was a dollar. But as far as transaction codes or anything on here, you cannot make out anything on this receipt. So once again, oh, and I, you know what? I went to the site this morning and I tried to decipher or to siphon the code to the point to where I tried so many times on the website this morning that it logged me off the website. Apparently, I had tried too many times, so I could not get into the website this morning to do this. So that receipt's dead in the water. So now two down, and I guess we'll hope tomorrow that the receipt paper is better and I can... here's what this means. It means I've got to pay again tomorrow morning, and then hopefully I'll get a receipt paper where I can read the numbers at the top and hopefully get a free something on Friday morning. So we'll see how that goes. Okay. Is anybody else having this trouble, or just me? By the way, if you got anything to say, the phone lines are always open here. 740-751-4038. We've had good participation the last few days, which I appreciate. Okay, next thing here this morning. Well, we want to mention the fruitcake toss. We didn't do a whole lot on the fruitcake toss yesterday, but we want to keep mentioning it because we want to add people as they become available. The fruitcake toss will be on Thursday, December 15th at 7 p.m., and so far, we've got a pretty good list of people in the fruitcake toss. I don't have the complete list with me here in the home office. I do have it at the studio office. But some of the entrants are Sarah, Judy Cressup. Sarah's bringing a busload of people. Not a busload. A carload. I should say a carload of people. Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Ralph Thacker, Glenn Coble, Brandon, Angie, myself, Terry, Sean, Adam, Sheriff Bales, Lieutenant Brown from the Police Department, Fire Chief Chuck Deem, James Anderson, Ted Jolliffe, Mayor Kellogg, Dr. Davis, who else? Jeannie Evers is in this, one of Linda's friends, a whole bunch of people in the fruitcake toss. 32 people, I believe, at this point. And I forget who the other people are, but... if you have somebody you'd like to enter in the fruitcake toss, or you've heard back from somebody, I believe calls have been made to Jim Jordan and Governor DeWine and Colleen Marshall and Jim Ganahl and George Kasotis. And who else has been called? Well, I think the mayor's been called. Ray Grogan has been called. If anybody's heard back anything on the fruitcake toss, or you would like to add anybody to the fruitcake toss list, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And you can enter anybody you would like. As long as they can show up that night, you can enter them. Now, let's see here. What did I want to say? I had something on the tip of my tongue there about the fruitcake toss, and then Don O'Bower, last year's champion, is also in the fruitcake toss this year. I believe he threw 70 foot, but I've got to find the records. I know Linda put him in a notebook last year, and I don't know which notebook it is. So one of these Fridays, I'm going to take some time and go through the notebooks at the radio station and see if I can find the codes. But if anybody would like to enter anybody in the fruitcake toss. It's Thursday night, December the 15th at 7 p.m. Well, it'll take about an hour, I would say, unless we have a ton of entrants, ton more entrants. We're at 32 right now. You can enter your brother, mother, sister, husband, whatever. Doesn't matter. You can enter anybody you like. 740-751-4038. And I was talking yesterday about school superintendents, teachers, maybe your kid's teacher or your grandkid's teacher, your pastors, your clergymen, your people who run businesses. Maybe you go to a business every morning. You'd like to enter them. Anybody you would like, you can enter into the fruitcake toss. So the number to do that, to nominate them, is 740-751-4038. And if we've heard back from any of the people entered in the fruitcake toss, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And remember, age, gender, nothing nobody we won't take. Let's put it that way. So that's the fruitcake toss coming up on December 15th at 7:10 p.m. So there's that. Now, a few more things to talk about here this morning. Well, one of the things, it's Powerball Day. Now, as many of you know, the Powerball was up to $1 billion on Monday, and it did not go. So today is the second drawing of the Powerball, $1.2 billion tonight. Now, they say $1.2 billion, but I wanted to break this down for you. Because we try to be informational here at this station. So here's the truth of the Powerball, if you really want to know. Wednesday's Powerball drawing is worth $1.2 billion, the fourth largest in the game's history, with the cash option being $596.7 million, being the fifth largest cash option ever offered. If you're the lucky winner who hears their numbers get pulled Wednesday night, you'll be given two options, a lump sum of your winnings or 30 annual payments over 29 years. So if you do happen to get the lucky numbers, how much will you be taking home? If you take the lump sum option, there will be a federal tax of 24% on your winnings. That's about $143.2 million that the federal government will get. You'd also owe more at tax time, another 13%, or about $77.5 million. More goes to the federal government next April. All right, that's according to the U.S. Mega website, which would bring your total winnings, if you took the lump sum payout, to $375,958,045. Well, almost $376 million. Who couldn't? You know, that's chump change, isn't it? Nobody could live on $376 million. But there are additional state taxes. Well, see, we're not done yet. There are additional state taxes applied on top of that. Here's how that would break down across Ohio. Ohio's 3.99 state tax would take around another $1.6 million away from the 30-year payout, or another $23.8 million from the lump sum. So old Mike DeWine and his group would get $23.8 million from the lump sum, or $1.6 million from the 30-year payout, giving you a total. Now, if you took the 30-year payout, you would get $709,231,350 over 29 years. That rounds off to about $23,641,045 per year. Or the lump sum would be, now this would be the grand total for the lump sum, $352,149,715. So those are the final numbers. So if you did win tonight and you took the lump sum payout after taxes, you would have 352. I'm not going to go through these, you know, other numbers, but let's just round off here. You would have about $352 million. If you took the lump sum payment after taxes, you would get $352 million. Now, if you went over the 30-year plan, you would get $709 million, which that's pretty close to a billion, and you would get $23 million a year. Now, $23 million is not bad. That's close to $2 million a month, which to me, you know, even if you were behind on your bills and had all kinds of problems, you know, $2 million a month is not bad. Now, that's after taxes. Who would take the lump sum payout? I mean, who needs $352,000 that bad when you can get $2 million a month for 29 years? But I guess, you know, I guess if maybe you were older, if you were like, well, you know, 29 years is a long time. So I guess if you, I wonder if you can leave this to anybody in a will. Does anybody know that? Can you leave your lottery winnings to anybody in a will? Because I would think that's kind of, like, if you were 60, I mean, that would still make you 90 when the payoff was done. So maybe you wouldn't want to do the 30-year payoff. I don't know. What do you think? 740-751-4038. And is anybody buying a Powerball today because it's $1.2 billion? And it's the fourth largest in the game's history, with the cash option being all this big money. I don't know. Is anybody going out buying the Powerball because of this? Let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does this Powerball stuff intrigue you? Did we help you this morning with the Uncle Sam and, I guess, Uncle Ohio Tex information? That, remember, the lump sum, if you should win, would be $352 million after state and federal taxes. And the 30-year payout, over the 30 years, you would get $709 million, $23 million a year. I would certainly, you know, even if I was going to drop dead in the next couple years, $2 million a month, you know, I could do that. You could think of what you could do with $2 million a month. You could buy a house, three or four cars, pay all your bills, and you would still be fine. And that's just in the first month. What would you do the other 11 months of the year? You could do a lot of good. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have a thought on this Powerball? You know, a lot of people have a system worked out. You know, they already know who they would give money to. You know, I would give money to, and I'm not, this is not me, but a lot of people have it in their system, saying I would give money to my mother, I would give this much money to my church, I would give this much money to this, and a lot of people have a system worked out for this whole thing. It's very intriguing, and I think it's just $2 a ticket. Now, the other interesting aspect of this whole Powerball thing is that a lot of people go in. You know, like businesses will get 30 people involved on a, I think it's, like, I know places that I have worked and worked. What they do is you buy your ticket, which I don't really understand this, because it's like $2 to get in the drawing. So basically, you're buying a ticket. But because 30 people are entered, you end up having 30 chances to win, but then you got to split the money with 30 people. But when you look at these numbers, that's really not all that bad, because if you took the 30-year payout, split 30 ways, you would still get just a little under $1 million every month. And everybody would get a little under $1 million every month. But see, I don't know if you would have to take the... See, because if you work with older folks, they might want to take the buyout. You'd lose. You end up losing in that buyout, like $3.5 million. I don't know, but those are the numbers. If you wanted to know, I hope that doesn't depress you. If you think you were going to be walking out of there with a $1.2 billion wad of cash in your pocket, 740-751-4038. Is anybody buying the Powerball ticket tonight? Were you surprised that the cut is that big in the Powerball numbers? I don't know. It's kind of gripped us right now, right here at the holiday season. I wonder how long it takes them to cut a check to you. And I wonder if they take out the taxes. I bet they don't. Because I've heard of a lot of lottery winners get into a lot of trouble because they don't end up paying their taxes, which if you have that much money, I don't know. I understand it's tough to part with 24% of your earnings, but holy mackerel. Just pay the bill. It's not like you don't have enough money left. Because then you're going to have to get a lawyer down the way and pay the money anyway, so why not just pay it? But anyway, if anybody has any thoughts on the Powerball, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. I just want to bring this up again. It's not so much of a big deal at this point, but a lot of radio stations are coming under fire for starting to play Christmas music. There's one up in Cleveland. There's one in Chicago. People don't like that Thanksgiving is getting skipped, that these 24 days are getting skipped. Apparently, the Christmas music started on these stations back on Halloween. So I don't know. Is it too early for Christmas music? You know, you can always turn the dial. There's that option. You don't have to stick with anything that you don't want to listen to. So what do you think? Is Christmas music, is it too early for that? 740-751-4038. You know, this weekend we leave daylight savings time. We gain an hour of sleep on Saturday night and set the clocks back. But I was reading yesterday where this might be one of the last times that we do this in Ohio, because there's a lot of legislation. I think it's in several states that they don't want to do this anymore. They don't want to have to change the clocks twice a year. I don't really understand why. What makes here's the problem. If you don't change the clocks, it's going to be pitch black in the morning from October through February. Now, because of the way we have it set up now, and we fall back in November, we're only pitch black in October. We get there in December because the days are shorter. So there's a few mornings in December where it's pitch black, and a few mornings in January, but pretty well other than that, it's daylight in the morning. But if you don't set the clocks back, it is going to be dark in December till like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if people really want to do that. I understand they don't like it getting dark early at night, but I don't know. What is the big hassle? It's twice a year we do this. I don't understand why. You know, it's one of those things, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, how does this help getting rid of this? You know, if it was a new thing, we probably would not institute it. But do you want kids standing at the bus stop pitch black for months and months and months from October till March? I wouldn't think so. What do you think about getting rid of daylight savings time, which apparently they're working on? Keeping daylight savings time. That's what they want to do. They want to get rid of the time change. 740-751-4038. Do you have any thoughts on that? So a lot of questions so far. Thoughts on daylight savings time being eliminated? Is it too early to start playing Christmas music? Are you buying a Powerball ticket tonight? A big $1.2 billion drawing. Anybody for the fruitcake toss? 740-751-4038. All right. Okay, I got a little funny story to tell. There was a kid, and I think I probably mentioned this back in August, but there was this neighborhood kid. He's the nicest kid in the world. Nicest kid in the world. Probably 10, 11, 12 years old. I'm not sure how old he is. But he's the nicest kid in the world. I think this kid is great. And in any event, he came and asked to mow my grass in August. And he was very, let's say this. He was very persistent, which was I thought was great. I thought that was a good trait. And he came several times, but I had just had my grass mowed in August, and I felt bad, but I said, keep coming back, and when my grass needs mowed, I'll let you mow it. So we got to a point in August where it did need mowed again, and he came on a Thursday, but I did not have any cash on me. So I said, hey, listen, why don't you come back tomorrow, and I'll let you mow it, and I'll pay you. Well, the kid said, I think he said he had football or baseball or something, probably football, but he could come back on Saturday and do it. And I said, well, that's fine. By Saturday, I'll have the money you need. Okay. Well, Saturday comes, and he never came back. Now, this is back in August, and kids get busy, so that's no big thing. But he never came back the rest of August. He never came back in the month of September. And now he never came back in October. So here we are, November the 1st, yesterday. And I get a knock on the door. And it's this kid. I haven't seen him for 3 months. And the kid says, and this is what he said, as soon as I opened the door, he said, I'm back. Like 3 months hadn't passed. I tell you, I love this kid. I think he's brilliant. He's got a good sense of humor. And I said, well, I said, you know, the grass really isn't growing at this point. It's November. I don't know that I need the grass mowed at this point. But I said, I did tell him, I said, listen, I said, if it looks bad, come back, ask me again, and I'll let you mow the yard. But I, honest to God, I don't know. I feel like I should have this kid do something. I don't think the yard needs mowed, but I don't know what I could have him do, because I feel like I should have him do something. Because clearly he's doing this for money, and I want to give him some money for doing some work. But I don't know what to have this kid do. Maybe wash windows or something. I don't know. What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you do in a situation like that? Nice, nice kid, though. Very good, well-mannered, polite kid. Probably 11, 12 years old. So, any ideas on that? 740-751-4038. But I don't know where he went for 3 months. Must have had a busy 3 months. You know, school went back in session and playing whatever sport he was playing. Maybe that's the thing. But I don't know what to have this kid do, because clearly the mowing of the grass is not necessary at this point. I don't know what I should have him do so I can pay him something for all his time and effort before the holidays. You know what I would like him to do? I would like him to put up the Christmas decorations. That's what I would like. But I don't know if you want to entrust that to a 12-year-old. I really don't know. If anybody's got any idea, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. So do you think we should keep, do you think we should stay on daylight savings time all year round? What do you think I should do with this kid who's back to mow the yard on November the 1st. Do you think it's too early to be playing the Christmas music? Some people already have their houses decorated, Christmas trees up, so on and so forth. Are you playing the Powerball, $1.2 billion Powerball tonight? Maybe tomorrow we'll be talking about the winner. Maybe tomorrow we'll be talking about you being the winner of the big Powerball drawing. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on this. Now, here's the story. I'm telling you, this could be the worst day, period, in the history of the world. Now, this is the story I've been holding off on. And I hope to God that Sarah has her radio fixed. Because yesterday she was having some technical difficulties and she didn't get to hear a lot of the show. But this story particularly goes out to her, but also other people in the audience who also would enjoy this story. But I about had a heart attack yesterday. I was at the grocery store and this guy came up with 3 12-packs of Mountain Dew. And they were kind of strangely decorated 12-packs, but I could see the Mountain Dew emblem on them. And I thought, well, I wonder what that is. So he puts it up, and I see these things. Now, are you ready for this? Now, this is the name of the Mountain Dew. And I'm not kidding. This is horrible. Right here in Marion, Ohio. I'm telling you, it's the end of the time. It's the end times is what it is. Fruit Quake Mountain Dew is what it's called. Fruit Quake Mountain Dew. Well, guess what Fruit Quake Mountain Dew is? Had to look it up. Here we go. Fruit Quake Mountain Dew is a Mountain Dew flavor that was released in the holiday season, or is released in the holiday season, for a limited time in the United States. Fruit Quake... this is so frightening, I can't even read it. Fruit Quake is a name that implies, as its name implies, is a fruit cake flavor of Mountain Dew. It is similar in style to other Mountain Dews. It's a holiday flavor. Its color has a dark red look. Fruit cake flavor Mountain Dew. Can you imagine? Who? I mean, what basket case would dream that up? As if the fruitcakes are selling so good that we have to have a fruitcake flavored drink. Now here's the tagline of how they're selling this stuff. This is even better. Do new with a blast of artificial fruitcake flavor. That's the commercial. New with a blast of artificial fruitcake flavor. Well, the whole fruitcake's artificial. I would guess it would be artificial fruitcake flavor. Now, what could this... This must be the most vile drink on the face of the earth. Can you imagine a fruitcake soda pop? I can't... You know, and yesterday, because people are well aware of my dislike for the fruitcake, and people are well aware of my interest in the fruitcake toss, so they wanted me to buy this yesterday, buy a 12-pack of this, and I just can't do it. Now, you know what? I might, I don't know. If I say it, then I'm stuck with it. But I don't know. I don't know if I would drink any or not. If it ever was bought for me or around, I might try it. I don't know. I'm not guaranteeing I would. Because I like my taste buds, and I feel this could be a real downer. But do with a blast of artificial fruitcake flavor. Fruitcake-flavored Mountain Dew. Huh. Gee whiz. I don't know. It's an awful story. Anybody got any thoughts? Has anybody seen this stuff in the store? Boy, I saw it. And this guy was buying 3 12 packs of it yesterday, so it's flying off the shelf. I imagine most of this will be on the shelf till like Labor Day. They'll have to discount this stuff till like 20 cents a 12 pack to get rid of this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do with a blast of artificial fruitcake flavor. Wow. That Pepsi company is thinking during the holiday season. Fruitcake flavored Mountain Dew called Fruitquake. Now, you know why it's called Fruitquake. Now, there's two reasons for that. Number one, because if you drop it, it will cause an earthquake in Ohio. So that's why it got the name Fruitquake. And number two, it got the name Fruitquake because people quake in their boots just thinking about drinking this stuff. Fruitquake Mountain Dew. And I think they're probably also trying to fool people because they knew if they told people right out that this was fruitcake-flavored Mountain Dew, nobody'd buy this stuff. People probably think it's some kind of fruity drink. Anyway, any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And this is the first year for it, by the way. On April 28th, PepsiCo filed a trademark for Fruitquake. So they got the copyright on this, I guess we should say. So it's the first year for it. It was trademarked back on April 28th. Oh, my goodness. What a mess. 740-751-4038. I can't even imagine. Fruitquake Mountain Dew. You know, and the box is really odd looking. It's got what I think looks to be fruitcake on it. It's horrible. That is a tragedy right there. Now, that is a real, real tragedy. Okay. Any thoughts on that? 47 minutes past the hour. Well, we've about shot the first hour here this morning. Does anybody have any thoughts on anything? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, what do our regulars out there think about this Fruitquake Mountain Dew? You know, is the Pinot Grigio couple out there, could they make a drink out of this horrible, vile stuff? Sarah must not be listening this morning. Her phone must be acting up, or I'm sure we would have heard from her by now. But I don't know how Ryan or Judy or Trish or any of our other regulars feel about this. But, this is really going too far. I think the Pepsi company is trying to compete with Coke because Coke invented Santa Claus on the cans and on the trucks and all that sort of thing. And I'm telling you, if anybody brings me a fruitcake Mountain Dew, especially a 12-pack, it'll be in the refrigerator forever. Who would steal that? Who would try to drink one of those? I can't even imagine it'd be possible. Boy, oh boy, what a mess. 740-751-4038. So, there's a lot of topics for you. Anybody else want to get in the fruitcake toss? Is anybody buying a Powerball ticket tonight for $1.2 billion? Is it too early to start playing Christmas music? Do you think we should stay on daylight savings time all year round? What should I have this kid do who wants to mow my grass here on November the 1st? And what do you make of fruitcake-flavored Mountain Dew? The fruitcake-flavored Mountain Dew. Oh, my. That story, I'm telling you, it gives me like a tingle. It gives me like on Halloween when Dracula's right behind you. That's what it feels like. 740-751-4038. All right. That's the story on that one. Where are we going from here? Okay. You know, I have a little topic I want to discuss. Now, I don't know if I'm going to do it this hour because there's something I want to do here. But, you know, I am starting to wonder if people are a little too sensitive. You know, everybody's got their own sensitivity level, and I understand that. But I wonder if people overall are a little too sensitive. We might talk more about that next hour. But stick with us here. Here's what I want to do. We got 10 minutes left here. Let's see if we can knock this one out. Yesterday we had a family feud question. What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? That was the question. Now, the answers were popcorn, nachos, chips, and candy. Now, we still have one answer left. We did not get the final answer. So, does anybody know what the final answer is? Now, it is the fifth answer on the list of five here. But what snacks do you take to the movies? Popcorn, nachos, chips, and candy have already been taken. What is the final answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What snacks do you usually take to the movies? 740-751-4038. 51 minutes past the hour. Now remember, so far we've got popcorn, nachos, chips, and candy. This is left over from yesterday. What is the answer we do not have? 740-751-4038. What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? Well, of course, popcorn would be number one. Nachos, I can see that at number two. That's an easy one. Chips, yeah, we see a lot of chips at the movie theater. Candy, candy's a big one. I was surprised that was number four on the list. And we've got one more on the list this morning. Does anybody know what it is? I know it's hard. We got to the end yesterday, and we could not get the final answer. 52 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. What snack do you usually eat at the movies? Popcorn, nachos, chips, and candy. One final answer left. What is it? What snack do you usually eat at the movies? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'll tell you, I can guarantee you one thing it's probably not, is that horrible idea of fruitcake Mountain Dew. Fruitcake-flavored Mountain Dew. What a mess. To be sure. Maybe I should make sure the phone's working this morning. Kind of a dry morning here. All right, I hear a dial tone. You always get a little nervous when you have a slow start like this morning. What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? Popcorn, nachos, chips, candy, One answer left. Who's got the final answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is the final thing that people usually eat at the movies that we do not have an answer for as of yet? Now, I do want to remind people that Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on today, 10:15 till 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy will be on today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. on this station. WGH Talk. Heard on the website, wwgh1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app on any mobile device, smart television, tablet, laptop, whatever. You can listen to this station anywhere. So what's the final item here? Who's going to sneak in with the guest that gets the final item? What snack do you usually eat at the movies? We've got popcorn, nachos, chips, and candy. Still one answer left. Who's got it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it's quite possible that everybody passed out this morning when I announced the Fruitquake Mountain Dew. Fruitcake-flavored Mountain Dew. Woo! I just can't imagine what that would taste like. There are certain things you think, what would that taste like? I can't even imagine what that would taste like. How do you take that waxy... it certainly doesn't taste like fruit, I'll tell you that. That waxy... kind of heavy. I don't even know how they get that in a can. I don't, you know, scientists working round the hours to create fruit quake flavored Mountain Dew. All right, what's the final answer here? What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? Popcorn, nachos, chips, and candy. Those are the answers we have. But there is still one answer outstanding here this morning. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is the one answer we are missing here this morning? I think it seems like we've got all the correct answers here. But there is one. What are we taking to the movies? Besides the items that I have already named off here, which are good items, popcorn, nachos, chips, and candy. One answer left, 4 minutes to go here. Then we'll take a break, come back with a whole nother hour. 740-751-4038. Maybe in the second hour we'll talk about the sensitivity of people, which again, you know, that's a personal thing to each person. How sensitive they are. You never know. You never know. Here's the problem with sensitivity. You never know until the person gets angry. Then you know you have said something that obviously was beyond what they wanted to hear. But that happens. 740-751 4038. A foggy morning here, November the 2nd, 2022. 57 minutes past the hour. Is somebody going to get in one guess here before we go to the break? What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? Popcorn, nachos, chips, candy. One answer left. Who's got it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Can anybody rack their mind to figure out what the last item is that people usually eat at the movies? You know, popcorn is a big one. That took away a lot of, I think, guessing power. 40 people say popcorn. 25 people say nachos. 18 people said chips. 12 people said candy. And this answer got five people. Five people said this answer. An item that you usually eat at the movies. Does anybody know what that item is? 740-751-4038. 40 degrees here in Marion. Foggy on this morning. 40 degrees and foggy here this morning. And no guesses so far on what snacks do you usually eat at the movies. 740-751-4038. What is that last item? You know, I've seen these at the movies, so it's not a total dead answer, but might be a little more difficult answer to come up with. I will give you that. You know, maybe everybody's running to the store right now to get that Fruitquake Mountain Dew. Fruitcake-flavored Mountain Dew. Well, now they've thunk it all up. All right. Well, we've got about 30 seconds here. 740-751-4038. As I've soliloquied on here this morning about the Fruitcake Mountain Dew. There'll probably be more of it next hour. That insensitivity. What an hour that'll be. Don't forget, stay tuned to this station. We're just going to take a 15-minute break here, then come back with much more. Don't you dare.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well, you know, it's never easy. You know, I mean, I could have taken an extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year, and they were fine with me. You know, Colin Powell said it best to me. When the train gets to the last stop, you get off, and nothing is forever. I'd never owned the camera.